Global climate change may become one of the most pressing challenges to Pacific salmon conservation and management for Southeast Alaska in the 21st century. That's the opening statement in a summary of a report released earlier this year by Colin Shanley and David Albert, scientists with the Nature Conservancy's Juneau office. Standing next to a fast-running Juneau Creek, Shanley says the research began by examining about a half century of stream gauge measurements.
By doing that, we can figure out how historical patterns of temperature and precipitation have affected our current stream discharges and things important to salmon.
The researchers looked at how warming temperatures and changing rain and snow patterns have and will affect the sources of streams.
And so those watersheds that are generally fed by deep snowpack in the mountains might see bigger fluctuations in their snowpack, and then that in turn affects how much water is in the river throughout the rest of the next summer.
One threat is flooding during the spawning and incubation period. The study projects that will happen more often during key times.
When the salmon run up the river in the fall, they're laying their eggs in the gravel and leaving them there, hoping that they'll hatch. And some of these high water events where you get rain on snow are going to cause more flooding events, or that's what we predict. And so certain streams are more susceptible to scour and loss of salmon eggs.
In other places, streams may have less water and flow slower. That's already happened in parts of central and southern southeast, killing fish.
For the salmon streams that are really reliant on a more consistent rain to maintain adequate flows, you're seeing water temperatures exceed what salmon can really tolerate.
Shanley says some of those scenarios can be addressed. The study recommends restoring or improving damaged streams and rivers. That includes more of the restoration work already being done, including adding trees and stumps.
The wood in the water slows down the water, so that can help with higher water events. It also creates a channel in the stream where the water will actually scour out these deeper pools that'll get cooler, and then they can hide from predators in direct sunlight.
Shanley says fixing culverts and reconnecting diverted streams to wetlands would also help. That's also been done, but he says more is needed. He adds other change will come without human assistance.
What we imagine happening is kind of a shifting in the productivity of streams in Southeast Alaska, because there is such a great variety of streams in terms of mountainous headwaters and glaciated headwaters and low elevation floodplains that were really set up to be pretty resilient.
Changes in watersheds will affect other plants and animals, as well as community drinking water supplies. But Shanley says it's not all bad.
This is not a doom and gloom outlook. This is really just us getting smarter about how climate change might play out and how it might affect resources that are valuable to us.
The two-year study was published in the Public Library of Science One, an international peer-reviewed online publication. It cost about $90,000 with grants from the Alaska Sustainable Salmon Fund and the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. The Nature Conservancy is an international conservation organization. Other regional projects include the type of restoration called for in the study and small business development. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.